radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Hello and welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. This is Peter Matthews, and we're here today with Harvey Eisner and Mary Valine, both key figureheads in the upcoming Firehouse Central Conference that's part of the EMS Expo and the new Enforcement Expo Southeast. The conference will be held October 26th through the 30th at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia. So, Mary and Harvey, thank you for joining us today. Harvey, can you tell me about some of the classes that that will be offered this year, something that really stands out in the program?
Well, we have great opportunity for hands-on training. We have some acquired structures, and the first class will be residential and commercial forcible entry. We're hoping to have a large dwelling, multiple dwelling, and do a lot of forcible entry there. So it should be very well coordinated with people from used to be in the rescue squad in Atlanta. Also, we have a vent, enter, and search team concept class that'll probably take place at the same location. So these are two great opportunities for a hands-on training in that area, forcible entry and vent, enter, and search. We also have several pre-conference classes on Monday and Tuesday, October 26th and 27th. Mark Emery will do his leadership class, and Jody Reese from Cobb County will do a firefighter survival class. William Hayes is going to be the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. He's going to do the Courage to be Safe class, dealing with line-of-duty deaths. And the Jody Reese Firefighter Survival class will be repeated the second day. Some of the regular classes we have formulated for the people down in the southeast, we have Fire Department Tanker Tender Safety. Always a lot of accidents with those. Mike Weeder from Oklahoma State University is going to discuss that. Mickey Conboy is going to talk about responding to everyday emergencies and rescues. That was very well received in Baltimore. Tactical Medical Response Initiatives will be from Met Clark from Austell, Georgia. He's going to talk about operating with SWAT teams, and that's one of the crossover classes that we have with the Fire Police EMS. We're going to discuss the Georgia Mutual Aid Box Alarm System. Freddie LaFamina from the FDNY, he's the task force chief in their USAR team. He's going to talk about real-time rescue. Decontaminating law enforcement personnel from Russ Merrick. He's from Rochester Special Operations Command. He's another type of crossover class for police, fire, and EMS. Dr. Harry Carter is going to talk about recruiting and retention for volunteer firefighters. We also have John Salker is going to present a very good class, well-received on Fire Ground Scenario Workshop. As you know, John writes our back page every month, so we are going to go over actual fire ground situations and talk about scenarios, strategy, tools, hose lines, and safety. Curtis Massey is going to do a special three-part series on high-rise firefighting, especially downtown Atlanta with all the high-rise buildings. It's very interesting, and he'll give you up to date on every aspect of the latest in technology in high-rise firefighting. Gordon Routley will talk about the Charleston Superstore fire and talk about the lessons learned there. And a special, special class we have, Don Abbott is going to present Abbottville. That's been asked for and requested by a lot of the people in the Atlanta area. It's a dynamic tabletop scenario that's going to help fire, police, and EMS to respond to actual emergencies. So that's going to be on two different days. It's going to be on Thursday and I think on Friday also. But that's very well received, and we've had that in Baltimore for several years. To deal with the financial crisis, Gene Reams and Mark Nugent are going to talk about grant writing 101. And a chief from the local Georgia area, he's going to discuss about how to raise fees and increase revenue in these tough times. So we have several classes on dealing with the budget problems that the departments have. And we also have Butch Cobb is going to talk about what ISO can do for you, the insurance services organization that rates every fire department in the country. So that's interesting for the leadership of each department. And it's one more class. Mickey Conboy is going to talk about firefighter rescue, very important if people get trapped. So those are some of the classes that we have. There's several others. You can go online and find them. And that's a pretty good synopsis of some of the major classes that we'll have during the several days in Atlanta.
Okay, we'll post a link to firehousecentral.com where you can find the detailed list of classes. Harvey and Mary, can you tell me about the crossover and how that idea came to be as far as bringing law enforcement, medical, and fire and rescue services together?
Well, the show was, all three aspects of the show were combined. So we have fire, EMS, and police, and several of our classes, like the Abbotville Tabletop and several other classes, are sort of called crossover, where police, fire, and EMS could take any one of those classes. Since the three occupations are in the same location, we just figured it'd be easier for everybody to go see, to coordinate and see what the other departments do, and if there are other problems, they can discuss them in some of the classes that we're going to have.
Okay, Mary, and then can you tell us about the exhibit floor and what we have to look forward to this year? Again, with the crossover, there'll be stuff for each of the three public safety groups.
Sure. The exhibit floor is looking really good right now. We're expecting over 400 vendors, and it is a combined exhibit floor, so it's unique in the country in that Firehouse Central is co-located with EMS Expo, which is also co-located with Enforcement Expo Southeast. So it allows buyers that do purchase for all three entities to go to one location and make their purchases conveniently. And wanted to point out that we're very aware that these are tough times for many fire departments, and want to encourage the fire chief to point out to their, elected officials or whoever makes their budget decisions that from a cost standpoint, it's very affordable for them to go to these locations and like a trade show and make all their decisions in one location and to meet with different people from across the country to find out how they're servicing their equipment when they're not able to replace it, and allows them to meet with the vendors to maybe get better pricing on their purchases or to discover new products that can save them money or, like I said, servicing their current equipment to extend the life of it for a couple more years. So it's a good opportunity, and wanted to let everyone know out there that we're doing everything we can to make this show extremely valuable and worth every penny, and we've worked with the Georgia Firefighter Standard and Training Council to get the entire conference program certified. So Georgia firefighters do need to keep up their credits every year, and this is an opportunity for them to get those credits that they need. So like I said, the entire conference program for Firehouse Central is certified, and all that information is on our website, as well as the Georgia Firefighter Standard and Training website. And in addition, the entire EMS Expo conference program, which has over 120 classes, is certified by CSBEAMS. So you, as a firefighter paramedic, have the opportunity to get both types of certification at this event. It's another way to save yourself some time and your money and not have to attend two different trade shows, and fire departments and EMS departments are able to send their firefighters, their professionals, to one location to get everything done.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Well, Mary and Harvey, thank you again. Firehouse Central, October 26th through October 30th in Atlanta. Check out the links that we'll post on the podcast player page, and we'll see everybody down there.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.